The first challenge issue that we came up with was that as producers, it's never one single relationship, and oftentimes projects and the development of artists is it's a shared venture with other organisations and other bodies, and obviously there are issues of crediting and ownership and things like this that come into play that sometimes can be limiting on the project. So, that one doesn't connect here. So for us all to think about, solutions to that might be to think about ways of inculcating a collaborative relationship between producers. Kate was talking about a successful project where they had very purposefully coordinated the feedback to the artists between the producers, which worked very well, to clarify with the artists what is our relationship in this project. And perhaps that is something that changes throughout the genesis of the project, but just continually to have those conversations about clarifying that. That goes up in mentoring. We then sort of talked about issues of mentoring, to jump around a little here. And what we thought might be very useful was for us to have mentors ourselves. Some of us within the group did and some of us didn't, for many different reasons, for widening the support network that we all have, but also for us to have that very personal experience that we can then relate to the artists that we're working with. someone within the group was talking about a model of mentoring with a peer, an international peer, where it was kind of a co-mentoring relationship, peer-to-peer, where there were no competitive stakes between those organisations, but very much an arena where you can share that information and also perhaps foster new connections. Clarifying relationships. What are we here? The difference between nurturing and producing sometimes disrupts the relationship. We were talking about how throughout the development stage, getting to the decision of whether that project is going to go ahead to production or not can sometimes be difficult and disrupt that relationship. And artists can then find it hard to come back to that producer with ideas and brave ideas in the future. So solutions to that we thought were perhaps just making sure there was a clarity of agenda and the parameters of that relationship with the artist at the beginning. Also finding ways of having that conversation with the artist at the point of deciding to say no, perhaps, to continuing the relationship, to continue with that particular project that still keeps the relationship open. So one way of doing that would be to ask the artist if this particular project was the thing that they wanted to bring to the table at the next stage, or if they wanted to come back with a different idea and move on to something else. And just generally to find ways of making it very explicit in the conversation with the artist that the door is still open, even though this perhaps the timing for this project or this particular idea in this situation, this context, isn't going to work. And also including the audience in the early feedback loop might be a very productive way of including them in that relationship. And lastly, we had a problem that we were encountering was how do we encourage artists to break their own glass ceilings? And this was towards the end of the discussion, so I'm afraid we only have one point here. But we thought that making it as clear as possible that we have no preconceptions about what ideas they might bring to us in face-to-face conversation with them would be very useful. And lastly, there was the last discussion was about the visibility of the development work that we're doing, and we very much felt that in contrast to some of the discussions yesterday, that actually it's not so much the larger scale work that's in danger of disappearing, but it is these smaller, more localized, invisible works and development activities that could disappear because of their invisibility. So how can we figure out ways of continuing to talk to each other about these initiatives that we're doing? As Caroline was saying earlier, how do we join up the dots and know what this person is doing over here, what this person's doing there, and just for us to open that up to our own imaginations. Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. I don't suppose you've got on to decide. Sorry, Emma.
Sorry.
Deciding what you're going to do tomorrow?
No, we didn't. okay. I guess that's generally fine. In the mirage here. Yeah.
Thank you.